Good morning.
Nice to worship with you on a day the Lord has given to us. He's given us rain and sunshine and snow, definitely caring for us in His own way. Are you able to count on one hand or maybe even two how many people love you? Even if the number is that low, keep in mind the love of human beings is temporary. The love God has for you, that is a lasting love. Even for those who reject Him, as He does not take pleasure in that. Today we are reminded yet again of how much God loves us and what then our response is to be in light of His love for us. God be praised and to Him be the glory. As we now focus our attention yet again on His infallible Word. I direct your attention to the invocation on page 3 of the worship bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving. And extol Him with music and song.
For the Lord is a great God, a great King of all of us.
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Thank you.
This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Guilt is more than I can bear. I have not earned your favor. You know me as I really am. How much is truth? How much is sham? Why should you heed my
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
God invites us to come into his presence and worship him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through his called servant. All your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This world must know what I have learned.
for all that we need in life and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For the well-being of your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power and keep us in your tender care.
Amen.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. On the second Sunday in Lent, a reading from Holy Scripture, Genesis chapter 12, Abram was given what was needed. It was not asked for by him. It was not earned by him. And so he does indeed serve as an example of what faith is and what it is to look like. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus.
Scripture reminds us yet again that salvation is not something we earn, nor is it something we pass down through an inheritance. This reminder, reading from Holy Scripture, Romans 4. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the third chapter, where Jesus himself points out that salvation is not something that we earn, but rather comes as a gift. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him."
"For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
"For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we turn now to our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance from God our Father and also through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on his scriptures this morning. We hear once again from John chapter 3. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, out of love for us, he was willing to be that redeemer. You know why no one loves you, right? You should know why. That's a great way to start a conversation with a friend, isn't it? Maybe we should try that approach when we go and knock on doors and once they open the door, start out with, you know, no one loves you, right? You should know why. How fast would the door close on us? And rightly so. Don't we, though, human beings, struggle in a way with love, what it is, holding on to it, too often making it conditional, believing that people can love us, believing that God could love us, I mean, in our own thought, and then there are Satan right there, too, and other people who would say, well, God surely cannot love you, because too often we tend to think of God as being a vindictive and an angry God, not the loving God that he reminds us that he is throughout Scripture. Well, thankfully, God continually sets the record straight on the pages of Holy Scripture, what love really is and what then it is to look like. This applies in particular to a relationship that we are able to have with him. But his love and what that is to look like also applies to all relationships that we are to have on this side of heaven. Dear friends, because we are loved by God, I mean, he not only created this world for us, he also has made it possible to us to enter through the gate of heaven. Yet how we get there, that is something we continually need to keep in mind, because we do not get there on our own. There is no ladder for us to climb or no suicidal action that we are to take that'll get us into heaven. And so Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, yet again today reminds us of God's love and what that opens up to us, as well as what our response is to be to his love for us. It really is quite simple when it's all boiled down. Believe in Jesus. Keeping in mind the ability to believe in Jesus comes from God himself. And so Jesus points out in this conversation with Nicodemus, a Pharisee, one of the ruling classes of the Jewish people in that day, he reminds him that first of all, people need to be connected to Jesus. Nicodemus goes to Jesus at night. We're not given the reason why exactly. Maybe it was fear of his fellow Pharisees finding out that he went to talk to Jesus. Maybe he did believe in Jesus and wanted further proof. Either way, he did want more proof about who Jesus is, because he did recognize that Jesus had to be from God. Maybe he wasn't the Son of God and Son of Man, the Messiah, but yet he was from God, because the miracles that Jesus was doing, well, it was indisputable that only someone from God could do the miracles that he was doing. And so Jesus takes the time to help educate Nicodemus on who he is and why it's important to get connected to Jesus. And so Jesus reminds Nicodemus and us as well that the way to get connected to Jesus does not come from ourselves, but by the work of the Spirit. So the ability to get connected again comes from God. Scripture reminds us no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There's no decision that we can make on our part because we are conceived and born in sin. He also points out that it's not being born again through a second rebirth. Oh no, right? We don't want that to happen, especially when you're an adult. It doesn't work that way. But there is a rebirth that needs to take place. It's one that comes from above, Jesus points out. A spiritual renewal from God. Now, just because we cannot see the Holy Spirit actually enter a person does not mean that he has not entered and is working. Just like in baptism, again, even though we may bring a child to baptism, that in and of itself does not bring that child into God's family. It's the act of baptism itself. It's not the water itself, but the water being connected to the Word. The water just helps us see something being done. And again, though we don't see the Holy Spirit coming up out of that water into that little child, that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit has not entered that child and brought that child into the family of God and gives that child and all the blessings and benefits that Jesus went to the cross to win for us and sealed by the empty tomb. So Jesus makes it clear, you have to get connected to me, the Savior. And the way to get connected comes from above, from God, being born again. Being born again does not mean that, again, we have to make a decision or that we have to do something. That's our human reason getting in the way and complicating what God has made so simple. Believe in Jesus. And I even make it possible for you human beings to do that. Again, we need to connect, as Jesus reminds us, because we do start out our life sinful. We are conceived and born in sin and are under the wrath of God and would be lost forever unless delivered by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Faith. While we want to pass down that legacy of faith, we cannot pass faith on to our children like we pass on a dollar bill or some other inheritance, but we do pass on our sinful nature to our children. Flesh gives birth to flesh. But only the Spirit can give birth to the Spirit, capital S, small s. And so I don't know what people are thinking or smoking when they think they have to do it on their own, when Scripture makes it clear it's the Spirit and not their spirit, the Holy Spirit, which comes from above and works for the means of grace. People can be so smart in this world, but yet so foolish when it comes to the affairs of God. Jesus can be complicated. No one can really figure him out. And yet at the same time, he has made salvation so simple. Believe in him, and I even give you the ability to do that. Through the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament. That's how we get connected, and that's how we stay connected. Thus, we make time to be here once again. And if we can't be here in person, we make time to be here in video, so that we can stay connected to the means of grace, and not just in corporate worship, but how important it is to be in the gospel day in and day out, whatever that can look like for you. Because disconnected, we miss out on seeing the love of God and what that is for us. And we get distracted by the things of this world, but connected, we see clearly yet again what the love of God is and what that entails for us. And we can fight off those distractions. Because when all is said and done, it doesn't matter how much wealth you accumulate. You can't take it with you. It's just wasted there in your casket. But what you can take with you is what God gives to you through the gift of faith. And that's a legacy we want to pass on to the next generation. The benefits, again, of what Jesus has for us, what he's won for us, they are really out of this world when it comes right down to it. The motive and the means for God giving us this faith, calling us to faith and giving us these benefits that are out of this world? Well, it's love, unconditional love. We said it out loud. God so loved the world, the agape love. It wasn't anything that we deserved or asked for. But because of who He is, 1 John makes it very clear that God is love. Yes, He is a just God. And praise the Lord that He is. Sin will not go unpunished because He is a loving God. There's no love like His. He created this world and He keeps this world going. There's no other rational explanation of why this world continues to go. People are coming up with all sorts of reasons, but they keep on changing because there really is only one explanation. But if we admit that God exists and that He is the way that this world came about and keeps it going, then what do we have to admit? Oh, that He's also right about how we need a Savior and that we are sinful. And I don't want to do that because I think I'm pretty all much all that. And no one's going to tell me what to do. And where does that attitude lead? Straight to hell. Does God want that? Do we want that for our fellow human beings? No. And so the Holy Spirit reminds us not only what we have by the grace of God, but what we are to preach by the grace of God. Believe in Jesus and be saved. He gives us the ability to do that. And the benefits of believing are out of this world. And if people question that God cares about us, what can you point them to? The words of John 3 and the cross and the empty tomb and the day-to-day provisions of this world. There is evidence. Like the heavens declare the glory of God. The evidence is there. God cares. And the most important evidence is what Jesus said by directing Nicodemus to this. As that bronze snake was lifted up by Moses at God's direction to save the people who looked at it once they were bitten by those poisonous snakes, as a representative of lifting up the Son of Man, and as people look to Him, they will be healed for all eternity. Jesus reminds Nicodemus, that's where the focus is. That's why I've come into this world. Jesus knew it had to be this way. For through that cross, He would take all of our doubts and all of our sins and pay for them in full. So that God the Father would not turn us away, but rather bring us into His family and into His heaven. Through the cross, then, we have peace, forgiveness of sins that cannot be taken away from us. Received the gift of faith, our very own. And with that, then, a new way of looking at life and the gift of eternal life. And so we have been given hope with that peace. The benefits are out of this world, that peace that exists in this life but then carries over into the next. And this is possible for everyone. God so loved, not just Sacramento, not just L.A., not just Chicago, not just Rome, the whole world, past, present, future. I mean, how many billions of people are in the world? God knows each and every one of them and cares for each and every one of them and loves each and every one of them so much He sent His Son for each and every one of them. And He calls us then to go and take the message to them because He knows by nature we're not going to come to Him. We can't. Don't just put up a sign and say, hey, we're here. Go and connect with people. Even more so, that's the way it has to be. Let them know how much you care about them. And God cares about them. Through your words and through your actions, with the goal of getting to the heart of the gospel message, the true example of care and love. Keeping in mind that by nature, people are closed-minded. And so we have to preach the gospel so that the Holy Spirit can do His work. And how important it is for us to raise up the next generation in the ways of God, the love of God. Again, it's not going to happen by itself. I mean, do children come out of the womb feeding themselves? Do they come out of the womb knowing how to ride a bike? Do they come out of the womb knowing how to do homework? Do they come out of the womb able to drive? Do they come out of the womb knowing how to vote? You know, they're not allowed until a certain age to smoke and drink, and yet we expect them, once they're confirmed, to find a way to get to church on their own. Something's messed up. And then we wonder why that generation is a lost generation in some respects. Have we not passed on to the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord? Or have we done it just in name only? Again, we cannot control the result. But dear friends, let us continually examine how we are passing on the truths of God's word to the next generation. If we're losing to the next generation, maybe we got to stop doing what we've always have done. It's like hitting your head against a wall. Not compromising the word, that's not the problem. How we communicate the word, that's where we need to look. Because bottom line, it's not the method, it's the means that matters. It's quite simple, believe in Jesus. Recognizing he gives us the ability to believe and he gives us benefits that are out of this world. Dear friends, it's with our hearts that we believe, it's with our mouths and our actions that we show that we have this in our heart. And so may we show a consistent example to our children, to our church family, to society. So that when we do talk to them about Jesus, they will take us seriously. For as James has said, brothers and sisters, there should not be praising and cursing coming out of the same mouth. What they see on Sunday, they should also see throughout the week. So in some respects, I don't blame our youth for being turned off. But that's not an excuse to walk away from God. God help us direct them back to their Savior Jesus. Because they are part of the world that God loves and wants to see them in heaven. Believing in Jesus, it really is quite simple when we boil it down. And yet how often do we find ways to complicate this? Thus, we need the encouraging reminders ongoing on this side of heaven with the goal that we do not lose out on what Jesus has obtained for us through the cross and sealed by the empty tomb. And keep in mind, dear friends, today and throughout the week, throughout your life, that you are loved by God. Most of all. And if you ever doubt that, what can you do to be reminded of it? Open up John 3 and clearly see his love for you. Let's read it again, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. We join in a confession of faith on page 11, the Nicene Creed. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen. Please be seated.
We pray. Almighty God, we praise and honor your holy name for your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of your people.
Your one and only Son, who has ascended into heaven,
rejoice in the knowledge that He is our advocate before Your throne, and that He intercedes for us in all our needs. Give to all who serve Your holy church a full measure of Your grace, that Christ may be confessed, His cross uplifted, and His gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents, that they may be wholesome examples to their children. Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted. In the quiet hour of the night, when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety, bring them strength and hope by assuring them that Your love endures, Your power overcomes, and Your presence remains constant. Lord, we reap what we sow. Help us sow generously as You are generous with us. Through You, we have become rich in the ways the world on its own will not know or find. Help us use the thank offerings we bring to support the spread of the gospel so more and more can know what true wealth is and reap a harvest of righteousness. May those able to celebrate another year of grace be able to see Your grace abundantly poured out in their life. And for our couples celebrating their wedding anniversary, renew their love in light of Your love for each of them. Thank You, Lord, for watching over Penny Boshaw, Hannah Ripley, Hannah Holloway, Len Sampile, and Eldon Pawson during their recent surgeries, along with Linda Arms, who was hospitalized again due to COVID. Also keep watch over Debbie Avila-Lamont as she begins chemo treatments. Continue to bring healing to their bodies, along with refreshing their souls through Your great gift, rooted in Jesus, their Savior, and ours. Hear us, Lord, as we bring You our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus. We also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are Yours, now and forever. As we turn now to the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He gave thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. Then He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is My blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Please stand as we sing a response following the distribution. Almighty God, we thank you for teaching us the things you want us to believe and do. Help us by your Holy Spirit to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in faith, guided in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. Morning again. Nice to see the light coming through those windows. Make them shine even more special. Just to highlight a few announcements. Bible study taking place here today. We're looking one more time at Ecclesiastes. Next week we'll start then with the part two of the Augsburg Confession. So you can find handouts for what we're going through today there in the entryway next to the bulletins. So find that there. Sunday school will start at 9:15, and they'll meet in the chapel for singing. You're welcome to join them for that singing, and then come back here at 9:30 for Bible study, adult and or teens in the gathering space. Teacher calls our principal, Darren Vogt, and also then our grade 1-2 teacher, Rosemary Boschek, are still holding on to their calls, so keep them in your prayers ongoing. And if you want to offer a word of encouragement, you can seek them out in person or by email or phone. Midweek Lenten service number 3, this coming Wednesday at 6:30. We're also having the California Lutheran High School traveling choir with us this coming Wednesday. They'll join us for supper as well at 5:30. Everyone's welcome for that. And then church service here at 6:30. And then thank you to those who are putting up the choir in their homes and bringing them back the next day, as they'll have chapel with our students here at school. Mission box, LWS mission box today, first Sunday of the month, but with the rally coming up on April 15th, we're having mission box Sunday every Sunday in March, so keep that in mind. If you want to learn more about the mission box, please see the information board there in the entryway. Egg hunt coming up on April 1st, no fooling. If you want to donate supplies, please see the box there to give candy. There should be a note there as well for what we're looking for, or talk to Dina Oswald. She can help you too on what we need. And then also volunteers for that day to be part of the greeting committee, and also we're serving a hot dog lunch if you want to help with that. We'd appreciate your help. So there's a sign-up sheet for that, or email Stacy that you're willing to help. Next Saturday, before you go to bed, hopefully, you go to bed, turn your clock ahead 1 hour so you can be on time with the rest of us, hopefully. So it's that time of year. Just a note about communion while it's fresh in our minds as we just partook of it. Just a reminder again that if you're more comfortable with taking a regular wafer or a gluten-free wafer from the table here as you come up, you can do so. Otherwise, you can receive it from the communion assistant. And within the paten with the bread, there's also a little bowl of gluten-free wafers. And when it comes to the gluten-free wafers within that bowl, please help yourself to those. But when it comes to the regular wafers, again, as you're comfortable, the assistant will put those in your hand. So have your hand out. And then the individual cups continue to come through with the grape juice cups in the middle, the darkened colored glasses. And again, when you're on this side, you go this way and then exit that way. When you're on this side, you come this way and you exit that way. And you don't have to kneel when the assistant says, you know, motions to kneel. If you're more comfortable staying standing, that's okay. The Bible doesn't say you have to kneel for communion. So we continue to work on that. Let's make sure we focus on what Jesus says and doesn't say. Less barriers that we put to get to Jesus, the better. Because that's what we're all about, right? Getting people connected to Jesus. See the weekly news for other things that are going on here at St. Mark's Church and School. To God be the glory. Have a great day. Thank you.